My name is David Little. I'm a senior wealth advisor with Blue Oceans Private Wealth at IA Private Wealth.
Here at Blue Oceans Private Wealth, the most important things that we want to offer to our clients is comfortable retirement, peace of mind. Don't worry about the hard things. Let us worry about that. These are the most important elements of going into retirement. These are the things that we will take care of for you. That's our job. We take that responsibility seriously, and that's why we're here. Hi, my name is David Little. I am the Senior Wealth Advisor with Blue Oceans Private Wealth, and we are running a few of these videos to assist people with the retirement income phase of their retirement planning. A lot of people ask me how I got here. Why am I so passionate about this? And the reason for that is quite simple. Our industry focuses on people retiring on the saving side of the equation. There is not a lot of people that spend their time focused on the retirement income side of this industry. A colleague of mine in Winnipeg one time told me the same kind of thing he was having. He was frustrated. Both of us had worked inside of the larger institutions, and the entire focus was on how to get people to save money. There was very little training on the retirement income side of things. And the majority of people that come to me are people who say to me, you know, I was told there's really no difference on the retirement spending side as is retirement income planning side, or the retirement savings side. And that absolutely is not true. There are better ways of doing it than what most people have been told. I know that when I sit down and look at how people have been planning their retirement, they're coming to me because there's a lot of stuff that they haven't been told about. For example, how many sources of income are there when you retire? How do you even put the basics of the retirement income side of things together? The main objective of people who come to me is to have a comfortable retirement and a diversified portfolio to be able to systematically deplete their assets over time so that they can retire. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on the section I refer to as the income planning section. So I can remember back when my mother was retiring. She didn't have a lot of money. My parents were divorced very young. She raised three boys on her own. And she didn't have a pension. And unfortunately, because she didn't have a whole lot of money, there wasn't anybody willing to actually sit down with her and help her as a financial advisor. And I made a dedication to myself and to my family that I would never, ever, ever turn down somebody that needed some help. Because at this point in your lifetime, you have a very few decisions to make, but they are some of the most important decisions that you will have to make. And if you don't make the right decision at that phase of your life, it'll impact you for the rest of your life. And you can't change most of those changes. They're not things that you can say, I want to go back and change that. For example, you start taking out your Canadian pension plan when you're age 60. You've given up 42% of your value of your pension plan at age 65. But you've already started it. A lot of people who have very small pensions may commute the value of their pension, and other people will leave the pension with their employer. In a lot of cases, that may not be the right decision. But you only have one choice. And once you've made that decision, that's it. There's no changing it. So what we're going to talk about today is a few of the things that come up in my practice that people are usually questioning me about, looking for answers. The bottom line is, as I mentioned earlier, people want to have a very comfortable retirement. They don't want to have to worry about the daily, weekly, monthly fluctuations in the stock market and how that impacts their retirement. A recent study by one of the Canadian banks suggested that a fairly large percentage of people who don't make the right decisions when they're going into this final chapter, we call it, actually run out of money when they're retired. So the first thing I'd like to part with you is this. I have been doing this since 1984. I have had a significant number of clients who have come to me just prior to retiring and have gone through their entire lifetime of retirement without running out of any money. And once they pass away, they still have a legacy to leave. We have never had a client who ran out of money because of our planning. That's what we're going to talk about today. So the first thing is inflation. Inflation was always referred to as the quiet thief. As we are sitting here in December of 2022, we've all experienced one of the most highest inflation times of our lifetime over the last year and a half, 2 years. We know that the price of eggs has gone up 42%. We know the price of oil and gas is up 37%. We know that everything that we're buying today is a lot more expensive. And when you're retired, you have a fairly fixed income. There's not a lot of leeway to compensate for a change in the expenses of your life by increasing them by several percentage points. In Canada, the inflation rate was up to 8.7%. We don't have any mechanisms when you're retired to compensate for such high levels of inflation. And of course, we've now seen the governments in Canada and the United States raise interest rates to extremely high levels, in my opinion, very quickly, by the way. Once again, that's going to impact a lot of people that are having to increase their monthly expenditures on the cost of borrowing, perhaps a mortgage. They want to get rid of a mortgage prior to retiring. It's going to be harder to do that now when the interest rates are from 1.5% now, we're up around 6-7%. It's very hard to do that. Some of you also may remember in this part of the world, you don't have to go too far back where the average price of a home was around $600,000-$700,000, and now it's around $1.4 million. How do you live? Where do you buy? It's all right when you're selling, but then you have to go around and buy something else to live in. And of course, that's very expensive right now in this part of the world. That's another example of what inflation does. So as a quiet thief, it constantly erodes your income. And when you're retired, you do not have any other sources of income unless you're going to perhaps work part-time, which some people do. I like to recommend to a lot of clients, when you're going into that retirement phase, one of the things you might want to consider is doing something that you wanted to perhaps do when you were younger in your life, but you didn't think you could make enough money to support a family. Maybe today now, that's a source of income that you don't need to support a family, you just need to supplement your retirement. A good example is a client of mine is a professional photographer. He was a very successful businessman, sold his business. He always wanted to be a photographer. He's not making hundreds of thousands of dollars at it, but he is supplementing his retirement income. So that's one of the things that we do have the availability to for a short period of time once we're retired. At Blue Oceans Private Wealth, one of the main strategic things we do with retirees is we build inflation protection into your portfolios to combat those high increases in basic costs of living. The second item on the list is a sequence of returns. I'm going to suggest to you there's nothing that will have a larger impact on your retirement income than the sequence of investment returns you get from your portfolio. The diversification. And if the diversification isn't significantly looked after, on one study we found that two different brothers that retired in different years, one in 1999 and the other one in 2009. The brother that retired in 1999 had a couple of years right off the bat where he had a minus return on his portfolio. In 1 year, it was minus 15%. That brother that started with $500,000, in a very few years, because of that sequence of return being minus at the start, actually ended up with $186,000 in his portfolio when he was in his 80s. His brother, he didn't have to retire until 2009. 2009 returns actually were quite well, very good. He ended up with over $1.2 million over the same time frame. There was a 186% difference in the two portfolios just because of the sequence of returns. Again, what that means is in the first phases of your retirement, you have a minus return on your portfolio as opposed to a positive return. The sequence of returns has the most largest impact on your retirement portfolio. And if you don't have it properly diversified, you could possibly run into that again, running out of money. If we have two investors that retire the same time, if investor A starts off his retirement with a minus rate of return, and person B retires the same time with a positive rate of return on their portfolio, the difference is quite significant. We here at Blue Ocean's Private Wealth have a strategic contingency plan to help protect against the potential negative impact on your portfolio from sequence of returns. Withdrawal planning is almost as important as sequence of returns. The last video we did, we talked a little bit about the different sources of income, your Canadian pension plan, your tax-free savings account, your retirement plan. When you're retired, you want to look after one thing and one thing only, and that is having a comfortable retirement. When we're actually setting up withdrawal planning, we want to make sure that we're using the tax system as most efficiently as we can. We want to actually take income from the lowest taxed investments that we have first and the higher tax investments second. So in other words, the low tax investments that we have, we want them to be the foundation of our retirement income. And as we get more tax inefficient, we want to bring in the registered retirement income fund as an example, your pension. Those things are taxed at the highest rate. So we want to what's called manage the tax brackets. Retirees have many sources of income, but they're not all taxed equally. We here at Blue Ocean's Private Wealth want to utilize the tax brackets to ensure two things. Number one, we want to make sure that they maximize their old age security so that they don't get any clawback. Number two, we want to make sure that their wealth is preserved for their family and not passed on to the government. We had a couple of clients in the office the other day, and they were talking to me about having enough money until the day that they pass away and having $1 left in their investment account. And I laughed at them and I said, we can do that. That's not a problem. You just have to do me one big favor. You have to tell me what day it is that you're going to die, and I'll make sure you have $1 left in your affair. We can't do that. That's why retirement income planning is so much more challenging than the retirement savings side. We don't know when we're going to pass away. We don't know the inflation rate. We don't know the sequence of returns. We don't know the proper planning to make sure we're managing the tax brackets. So when we're looking at longevity, we must prepare that you're going to live as long as you possibly can and make sure you don't run out of money. Remember, in most scenarios that we're dealing with, there's two partners. Two partners then typically aren't going to pass away in the same day. One typically outlives the other one. So again, we have to plan for both parties. It's not unusual for me today to see quite a difference in age. We've had a husband that was 71 years old and a wife that's 62 years old. We have to plan that. That's very strategic. Today, people are living longer today than they ever have. A lady turning 65 today is likely going to live to age 90. One person from a married couple is going to live to age 95. With the advent of new healthcare systems, advancement in health technology, people are living much longer. If you go back one generation ago, the average lifespan in retirement was 2 years. Now it's 25. We want to make sure that we have strategic plans here at Blue Ocean's Private Wealth to make sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of life. So these four concepts is what we offer to the people that come and see us so that they don't get caught in the trap that a large majority of Canadians get into, and that is not dealing with someone who focuses on retirement income planning. With anybody that was interested in further discussing what we do at Blue Ocean's Private Wealth, I'll offer you this. There will be three things that I will have a significant impact on your retirement that you're not aware of today. Three things. And these three things are things that I have parted with many, many people that have had an impact on their retirement that they've literally come back to me later and said, had I not done that, my retirement would not have been comfortable as it is now. If you are someone that is looking for retirement income planning, come and see us at Blue Ocean's Private Wealth and we'll show you how it's done properly. Thank you.
This information has been prepared by David Little, who is a senior wealth advisor for IA Private Wealth and does not necessarily reflect the opinion of IA Private Wealth. The information contained in this podcast comes from sources we believe are reliable, but we cannot guarantee its accuracy or reliability. The opinions expressed are based on the analysis and interpretation dating from the date of publication and are subject to change without notice. Furthermore, they do not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. The information contained herein may not apply to all types of investors. IA Private Wealth is a trademark and a business name under which IA Private Wealth Incorporated operates. IA Private Wealth Incorporated is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Thanks for listening.